Well, enrolment numbers have taken a hit at North Island universities despite the return of more international students. Victoria University has had the biggest drop with 1,500 fewer domestic students than this time last year. Now, it says low unemployment rates and less high school students gaining university entrance are among the factors causing the downturn. The Chief Executive of Universities New Zealand, Chris Whelan, is with us. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Do you buy that it's just unemployment? I mean, we've had a low unemployment for a couple of years now.
Look, it's a factor, but it's not the only factor. I think we're seeing a number of different things coming together, and there's no one individual factor. So we're hearing, you know, that with borders being closed for the last 3 years, normally there's about 2,000 school leavers that would have gone overseas to do their university studies. They weren't able to over the COVID period, so that meant our numbers were a little bit higher. Now that the borders are open again, they're going back overseas. We're also hearing that there are students who, of course, would normally have done a gap year after finishing school before starting university. They couldn't do that over COVID. And so there are a number of returning students that are actually now taking their gap year. And then probably the other factor that we're seeing is students that just are dealing with cost of living pressures, they're reducing their course loads. So there's at least one university where the actual number of students is up, but the average, you know, full-time student load is actually down because there are...
So what's going on there? So we're talking about high rents, high cost of living for students living in cities like Wellington. They can't survive on their loan allowance alone.
It's absolutely a factor. You know, cost of living is hitting everyone. And, you know, students that were studying part-time, what we're hearing is that they're taking lighter loads on average. You know, there are some that are not affected, but other students who might have been doing, say, two papers a semester are now dropping back to just one paper.
And that's because presumably many have to work as well.
Correct.
I wonder if there has been some sort of cultural shifts around lectures and online lectures versus being there in person and the impact of COVID on the way in which people study over the last few years. Has that had an impact?
Look, I think it has. Again, it's very hard to be able to say how much of an impact, but what we do know, we're hearing the same thing from every university. Students like the flexibility, exactly the same way as employers are reporting that their staff like the flexibility of being able to work between home and the office. Students are looking for exactly.
What do you think? Should they have that flexibility, or should it be that the lecturers want to do lectures, right? They want people there.
I can't give a simple answer to that, but it comes down to a number of factors, such as actually what's the value a student actually gets from a lecture. There are some which are highly interactive, where actually the style of teaching is around, you know, being asked questions and the students being able to respond and to think through issues. There are other lectures which are just, you know, big 500 student lectures where all the student is doing is listening. And actually they can often get that experience just by, you know, watching a recording of the lecture afterwards.
Who makes the decision here? Who's setting the rules? Is it the students or is it the staff?
It's always going to be a combination of the two. So students are always going to vote with their feet. But a lot of it comes down to every qualification has a graduate profile. What is it the graduate has to be able to be able to graduate? And often that is around working with other people. It's communicating. It's not about sitting in a room learning in isolation. It is about, you know, being able to work with other people.
One last question. Okay, so, I mean, can you see years to come in terms of demographics and trends, how things, and if you've got your international students back and let's, you know, fingers crossed that we don't have any more border closures, things will come back, right? Are you expecting that?
Look, can't say for sure. I've had to take guesses over the last 3 years, and every year I've been wrong. My guess, probably at this stage, is, you know, it's going to come right. We know that the long-term trends are for a workforce.
Well, if it doesn't, you might have job losses, right?
Look, absolutely, and every university is dealing with, some pretty significant financial headwinds at the moment. The funding per student has declined by about 16% over the last 10 years, and it's forcing every university to make some pretty hard decisions.
Chris Whelan, thanks very much for your time. Chief Executive of Universities New Zealand with some comments there on that big drop in the North Island University's enrolments.